Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Oh, shit. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today, that is, of course, the 21st of fucking June. It's a Tuesday. This room's very echoey, so apologies for that straight off the fucking bat. Quick gigs. Let me just really quickly just get these gigs out of the way. Just remember that Lavery's Comedy Club is the first and third Wednesday of every month, okay? Just remember that. Okay, let me just check the old calendar. You know, I really should have checked this previous to starting the fucking stupid goddamn podcast. So, first and third Wednesday of every month. So the next will be the 6th of July. The next Lavery's Comedy Club. How about that, huh? Unbelievable. Unbelievable scenes. And then the only other thing I have to plug really is the 29th of October. Which is, of course, our large gig at the Ulster Hall. That's it. Okay, let's move on. Shout out to anyone who came out to Lavery's last week. All the crew were on stage. It was a lot of fun. Do you know what I'm saying? Cheers for coming out. Lovely. Lovely times. As you well know, when I went to record last week, the old computer was broke. I know you're probably thinking, what fucking difference does it make if your computer's broke when your sound recorder's here? Well, I need to process the sound in some way, shape, or form to get it on the fucking internet, don't I? But my laptop decided to fully shite its knickers. So I was basically borrowing computers, which is one of those things where it's like, even when you borrow a computer, it doesn't have all your bits on it, you know? It doesn't have all your selection of weird amputee porn, etc., the things that you might be into. So I didn't have that. I didn't have any software to do anything, so it became a bit of a fucking nightmare. So apologies to anyone who tried to download the podcast last week and it was like fucking 150 meg or some shit, when it's usually only about 70 or something. So yes, sorry about that. There you go. That's why it had no intro, and the file was fucking enormous. So here we are, the computer's fixed, we took it to the Mac Geniuses, went in there, hey man, like overly friendly. Have you ever been in that place? You know, there's a lot of places I go into when the service is like, you know, in fairness, good, but you feel like going, oh, listen, you don't need to, you know that we're the same age and we could probably bump into each other in some bar. And you're calling me sir. Leave it out, mate. Do you know what I mean? Hi, sir. How's it going? What can I help you with? Mate, we all know why I'm here. The laptop is broken. And it's very, very difficult to watch porn on the phone. Okay, sir. No problem. Do you want to sit over here? Nice one, bro. You know, and then I went and sat there for, oh, Jesus, a good 40 minutes. And I felt like the only cunt there that has a Mac for any sort of fucking work purposes. You know, I'm sitting there going, right, I have about 10 videos in the fucking barrel here that need made for tight shorts, that BBC shit, for fucking all sorts of folks. And I'm sitting there like, okay, really need to get this fixed. And all that I'm surrounded by is old people going like, what exactly is an iWatch? Can you explain this to me? I was bought it for Christmas. And it, as far as I'm concerned, it's just a black piece of glass. And then there's some wee girl who's like got a fucking AirBook or one of them MacBook Airs, which are fuck knows how much money. £1,200 or I don't know what they are, just sitting beside her ma with a face on her like a slapped hole. And then she's like, the guy's like, okay, sir, what seems to be the problem? I'm a young girl. All right, sir, what's the problem? And she's like, I basically spelt a full ten of tango on this. You know, I bet your ma's sitting there going, that was fucking £1,200, you silly little twat. I mean, that's the equivalent, you know, the person that passes their driving test and their ma's like, here's a fucking Civic Type R. And they're like, class, man, push, straight into a fucking hedge somewhere. Oh, you didn't really appreciate that cost a lot of money and is pretty powerful. Nah, give me another one. Bish! Wipes. You know, it's that type of person. You shouldn't have your first MacBook. You should be like, here's what you're getting. You're getting my old fucking computer till the day you can buy your own. You know, this week I was like, I need this for schoolwork. What? This £1,400 computer. I know the price of this thing goes up every time. But anyway, she's sitting there like, this is broken. And the guy's like, well, maybe if you have a, you know, for the meantime, unless you want to, you know, get that fixed, you can put in like a USB thing. And all. No, I don't have one. Just fucking assholes. Eventually the guy came around anyway. Very helpful. Did a few tests. I was having problems booting the computer up. So he did some fucking wizardry. Some genius shit. Some Mac genius. Dude. You know, reset it, run a few tests, and then it just came on, which is hilarious. He goes, okay, that worked. So I'm just gonna... He was almost like, I'm kind of surprised that just came on there. And he's like, I'm a bit worried at how easy that worked. And I was like, all right, well, fucking get used to it, bro. So that was it. It was fixed. No hardware was required. Didn't have to pay any money. Loved it. Walked out of there like, take that, you sons of bitches. And then, you know, crashed back to earth and was like, yeah, I totally forgot that I had like 100 fucking videos to make. I used to make videos in uni and I used to be fully fucking buzzing because you would just make them as and when you got the fucking, like, what's the word, the urge to do one, the idea. You'd be like, oh, I've got an idea, let's make that video, class, let's make it. And then I would have all this footage and I would be like, I cannot wait to edit this. And now, because I make so many fucking videos for other people and myself and all, I'm just like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. You know, you film two things and you're like, here is just a giant pile of shite. I could fully understand why places have like assistant editors and they go, right, you mean dick, load all this shit in the computer, what's the word when they just name the clips, go through that clip and describe on each clip what the fuck is going on. You know, just put, you know, if it's like a man walking a dog and then he falls over, write that. And if there's 10 takes of the same thing, put like little notes beside it that's gonna split it up. And then I want you to assemble that in a row on a timeline, and then I'll come in with 15 coffees and kind of be like, right, let's get through this shit. That's what I'd like right now, because I'm just sitting here like, I literally have hard drives full of shit waiting to be looked at. And what makes it even more depressing is that it's mainly Mickey Bartlett's stupid fucking corned beef face. No harm to him. Ha! Who's going to Glastonbury this week? And I've seen nothing but fucking swamps. Just swamps everywhere. Oh, would you go to Glastonbury this year? Absolutely not. Went last year, burnt the fucking face off myself. That's what I like to see. As I vomit in my mouth. Laura Carter strips off before the show. Mm-hmm. Who's this fucking asshole texting me? Fucking dog shit. Again, see that? Messages about more videos. People on my tits. I'm an artist, guys. Just leave me alone to make fucking videos. Stop chasing me up, okay, babe? And then what makes it even worse is it rains for a couple of days and then the sun comes out and you're like, if I just sit in this fucking place. Anyway, someone apparently got bucked in the Big Brother house, did they? I didn't even know Big Brother was on, but sure, let's Google it to see if she's got her tits out on anything. I mean, that's the amazing thing about the world these days. If you see a person on TV and you go, they're quite attractive. I mean, what's the fuck? They should do a survey where they should just pull names out of a hat, right? And see what percentage of people have tits out. And it's amazing because it's all, I mean, you know, could you argue that, like, that would be my only argument for, like, you know, the old sort of, like, inequality, the whole free the nipple movement and all that shit. The thing is that, like, you could literally see most girls' tits. If anyone's had a brush with fame, you know, I'm sure they've been approached by some lads' mags. I'm sure they've fucking been in, like, some drama where, you know, there's a nude scene or a sex scene or something. And you could see literally anyone's tits that you want to see in the fucking world. Anyone's tits. Like, do you know, like, I don't think that girls realise that, you know, I swear to God, you could be sitting there, like, and people, that's why fellas become such fucking experts in, like, extras, and she was in this, what film was she in, oh, I don't know, because they've seen somebody in something, and they've just went straight away to Google, like, bloody, bloody, blah, nude, and sure enough, 9 times out of 10, you can see whoever's tits you want to see. Do you know what I mean? I remember watching, what was it? I remember seeing a picture of someone and being like, oh yeah, she was in that, I was like, she was in Always Sunny, you know, where Charlie and Dee sort of hang around with these posh people. And I was like, oh, she's hot as fuck. Jump forward to something else. I told you this before. I literally flicked on Sky Atlantic. It was in my dad's house, flicked past the channel. Same girl in True Detective, just taking her top off, and I was like, little would you know that she has the best tits you've ever seen in your whole fucking life. And in a case like that, you're like, definitely show everyone your tits. But it's like, they probably wrote that in. There is a sex scene with Matthew McConaughey here, and she comes in for an audition, you know, wearing like a fucking tight white vest or something, and they're all like, just give us a couple of minutes out the back here to be rewrite this, blah, blah, blah. You see everyone's tits. I mean, there was a long time we were sitting going, oh my God, imagine you could see Scarlett Johansson with her top off. Oh my God. And she's in stuff with her tits out, but they're just such shitty films that you're like, oh, well, that doesn't even count. You know, and she just walks in there in broad daylight. Not much mystery now, is there? I mean, that's the thing. Once something's, I mean, it's like you're Isle Dahl in fucking Game of Thrones. We were watching that last night. Jon Snow comes in to her, says something to her, and I was like, would it be good to do a sketch where I play that woman and you get me a big set of silicone, like, fake titties that look real? And she's just mid-sentence, like, Jon, da-da-da-da-da, something about a bastard. And then just bit of awkward silence, and she just goes, blap! Huh? That fairly fucking broke the ice, didn't it? Just talking shit. Something north of the wall. Hmm? What about these tits, huh? She pulls them out at every fucking occasion. And what's the deal again? Like, what is it she does? Takes off a fucking necklace or something and just turns into, like, my precious. Never done pulling her wabs out. Unreal. I mean, I watched that episode last night and it's just fucking, that latest episode of Game of Thrones. You know, I don't want to give any spoiler fucking alerts away, but, like, there's a fair amount of just murder. I mean, it was a great battle. I would nearly watch the fucking, I felt like doing a tweet going, oh, Game of Thrones just got interesting. They kind of do that, don't they? Each season, they'll just, like, you know, there'll be a lot of fuckery and it'll all build up to just one thing. Major murders, guys. Major murders. Okay? So, I'm not going to do any... Here's why I can't do spoiler alerts for Game of Thrones. I can't remember who fucking anyone is. Alright? I know who Jon Snow is. I know who fucking... I don't even know what the reek cunt's real name is. Ramsay Bolton! I know him, because he's such a cunt. He's the type of guy where, like... You know, you used to see a lot of Game of Thrones people in Belfast, and you'd be like, oh my fuck, Dinklage! Oh my god, there's Jamie and all! Like, you would run for photos with people. And then this wee dick, if you've seen him in Belfast, you'd be like, just let him be. You know, and he's just in a Nero having a fucking flat white. And you're like, yeah, should we all get together and beat the shit out of him? He's a horrible wee cunt. And here's what fucks me off. See, back in a day where it was so brutal and everything was so, like, just, you know, like, you could just bully people out of certain things. You'd be like, listen, I don't like what he's doing. I'm going to fucking kill this cunt. You know, that's sort of the way it worked. It's just like, I don't like this guy, I'm going to kill him. I'm just going to go over here and kill all these cunts, steal their shit. In a world like that, why is like the Hound guy not the fucking king? Because there's something about your guy Bolton where you're like, mate, you would get your fuck. In fact, Jon Snow, spoiler alert, he did beat your fucking, how about that? Wee Jon Snow, who I've seen in the Christmas markets, you know, he's 4'9". You bastard. You know what I mean? He just walked up, mounted you, and punched the shit out of your face. You know, not so fucking evil now, eating your sausages, and when you just chop someone's dick off, you be fucking prick. All that, let's stand there, letting your armies do the fighting, and then wee Jon Snow, people don't know Jon Snow and Dinklage are like the same height. You know, everyone's like, here, Dinklage is a dwarf. And they're like, mate, do you know Jon Snow is like just built like a small girl? And even he could walk up to your man Bolton and just mount him, smash his brain in. You know? So there you go. That's mainly what annoys me about his character. But it was a good episode, you know, a lot of good battle scenes. Good times, guys. Graphic, you might say. Graphic as shit. So what else did I get up to last week? Apart from the Apple Genius experience, the spirit of Steve Jobs lives on. And here's a crack. I didn't really quite realise that how good my computer was. You know, I've updated a few things on the computer. It was pretty good when I bought it. But, you know, I was borrowing, like, a laptop that was way newer than mine. And it felt clunky and slow. So, good to get my old computer back. It's amazing what I typed in there. Look at that. Like, I'm so full piglet. Full pig. There were, like, I honestly, this should be a section next week where I'm like, here, submit a name. And I'll see if there's a picture of them with their tits out. That's the game. It'll be a fun game for me, and we'll have a good time with it. I mean, only the other day, me and Mickey were looking up, what do you call it? Your girl Belladonna. On the other podcast, I did a video podcast with Mickey Bartlett. The video will be up as soon as possible, and the audio is already up on the old RSS feed, either SoundCloud or iTunes. Here, do us a favour, by the way. Apparently the deal is with iTunes, the more rates and reviews it gets, you know, the higher up the rankings, the thing moves. So, do me a favour, right? Apart from buy a General Banter t-shirt off congettis.com. Do me a favour, okay? Apart from buy a ticket for the Ulster Hall, right? You know, this podcast's still free. Don't, you know, just do me one favour. You know, other than subscribe to all my things and follow me on Snapchat. But do me one solid favour. And if you listen via iTunes, just hit the wee rate button. You know, give it as many stars you want. You know, whether it's 5 or 4. And just write a little review. And let's see how many reviews we can get. And then I'll give people shouts out. Shout outs. In fact, give it a good review. No, that's a lie. Give it a good star rating. Rate it well and then slaver about it. I think that would be a lot funnier. If you could be like, 5 stars, this is better than listening to children being stabbed. You know, funny shit like that. Just funny shit. I can't believe that I would actually allow my brain would allow me to think of that sentence right there. Oh, who's this with her tit out? Fucking Gigi Hadid. I know that's not how to say her name, but I don't know how to say it right. There you go. I mean, it's amazing how men's brains work. Because if you could nearly see her nip, it would be like, oh shit. But like when her full tits out, you're like, that's just a woman's breast now. But it is unfair that women, I mean, how many fellas' dicks can you see? You know, say if you were like, oh my God, who's this guy in this? I mean, you probably can't see a fair amount of dicks, you know? Can you? I mean, women are different. Like, it's like, you know, like Tom Hardy's dick in Bronson. Jesus Christ, mate. If that was my dick, I'd be like, yeah, can we do this whole scene with me just with pants on, please? And arguably like some sort of sports cup. Instead of this tiny, tiny old prawn that you found in a bin. Jesus Christ, Tom. I mean, I'm sure there are folks with big fat dicks. You know, who, let me see, I'm going to write this in. Famous big dicks in Hollywood. This is probably the name of a gay porno. Oh my God. Of course the internet's broke. Which is embarrassing because like, I'm gonna sneeze. Oh, this fucking podcast has gone to shit. Famous big dicks in Hollywood. I just load up. I mean, what are the urban legends I've heard? John Hamm. Big fat dick on him apparently. But then again, you know, if I was wearing like shiny shark skin coloured suit trouser type things with no boxers on and they were wild tight around my dick, he'd probably be like, here, Gareth has some set of fucking dick and potatoes on him, doesn't he? And you're like, yeah, but that's because it's fucking getting strangled to death in these suit pants. I mean, that's the trick if you're a girl, isn't it? If you're like, oh, don't... You just buy fucking shit that looks a bit small for you and people will be like, holy shit, look at her tits. Fat booty. Who would call him? Me. Right, let's move on. This has got weird. But, you know, we should have a section next week and it's just called Googling Tits and Dicks. You know, and I'll put up questions and you just send me names of people and we just sit around and search dicks and tits. Okay. You know, I'm worried that I've typed in famous big dicks in Hollywood and there's not enough internet strength in this room to take me to that page and I'll forget about it and that will just be left in the Google search fucking box there. Jesus Christ. Move on. Mickey came down the other week, stayed for 2 days and we actually shot videos. We shot more videos than we've ever shot before in one day. We shot 3 vids and... you know, it was good times. I had some beer, chilled out, you know, and this was all before we went to the Book Reserve gig, which happens every sort of couple of months. Slightly quieter than usual. I mean, it's weird because there's only like 30 or 40 seats. So if there's like 6 seats spare, you're like, oh, it's not really that packed today. It's full of people. But it was a great wee gig, and it's a gig a lot of other people should keep in mind anytime one appears. Wasn't dealing with the normal guy I normally deal with in there. He was a bit like, oh, I don't know if this gig's worth doing anymore. And I was like, shut your face, because all the rest of them have been fucking rammed. And also, there isn't any weekend gigs in Belfast, so why would you fucking get rid of the only weekend gig that there is? You mad sausage. So it'll be back, and it is a fucking great night out. Great crowd. I was speaking to a gentleman who was there with his wife and 2 sort of sons, I think. You know, and One of the sons looked like he might have been, I'd say, maybe 16 or so. 16, 17. I don't know. The other one was a bit older. But a lot of the lads freak out when they see that. Like, oh, God, who's this, like, family coming in here? And you forget, you know, it's a bit of reverse psychology. You're like, oh, God, they've brought their grown-up children. But that means that they're fine with their kids being around, that sort of shit. So, you know, it's good to see a whole family laughing in unison at a paedophile joke that you've made about the Catholic Church. Ye wash your mouth out. But these are things you have to talk about. You know what I mean? Here's what happened. Let me talk about something, right? I don't know how many girls listen to this. Probably not a lot. It's probably mainly dudes. I saw a girl, okay? Is this a fucking look now? Hold on a second. This is me googling more stupid shit. Is this a look, right? First of all, this look that girls have now, where they're like wearing like they dress like fucking Skepta, you know what I mean, like a tight black fucking like New Balance hat or something with a curved peak on it. You know, they've gone back to the fucking like football hooligan look. And then they'll wear like a fucking Adidas jacket like you're in Run DMC. And then they'll wear like fucking black jeans or something like that with like some sort of crop top. You know, the jeans come up quite high, which means like, you know, I mean, there are, you always get the one girl, don't you? Where you're like, listen, love, the crop top and high jeans aren't a good look for you, especially when the jeans are coming over several gunt rolls. It's a bit fucked. So that's the thing. The tight black hat, the fucking Adidas top, you know, the black jeans. And then they're either wearing those some sort of Nikes with the white bottom, or they're wearing fucking a pair of black Adidas Superstars. But is this the thing? Because I've seen it twice now and it made me want to fucking just dropkick the person in the street. When is it ever fucking acceptable? Right? To wear... This girl is wearing like black jumper, the fucking Skepta hat. She's wearing black jeans, black socks, and then a pair of like fucking Adidas slider style flip-flops. You know, not the flip-flops that go between your toes, but the one with the band over the top. She's wearing the Adidas ones of those with black socks and jeans. And it wasn't like she had a bag with her, like, oh, I'm just put these on to run to the gym. She was just, that was her. She's like holding a purse. And they weren't like, you know, you could argue, like, was it some fucking scummy girl going to the, you know, running to the shops or something? No. On a train, going to Belfast to go probably on the pit. I was like, what the fuck is going on with this world? Is this because, like, Kim Kardashian gets fucking her photo taken wearing this stupid shit? I mean, that's the thing about being really famous, is you could be like, listen, I like wearing tracksuit bottoms, but this is also my favourite denim jacket, okay? And these Timberland boots are pretty comfy, and I might wear a hoodie under this jacket, and I quite like this deer hunter style hat. And then someone turns around and goes, here, why are you dressing like Drake? And you're like, what? And he's like, yep, that's the way Drake dresses. Timberlands, sweatpants, and a fucking jumper. Like he's eating fucking Haagen-Dazs with his girlfriend watching Game of Thrones. So what's your fucking life out, Drake? This girl wearing sliders on a train. Get some fucking shoes on, you dumb bitch. What are you, Jesus Christ, you working a fucking, like, are you a masseuse? You know, these are my comfortable shoes for, in fact, and why are you wearing socks? Maybe that's what I have a problem with. I have a problem with the fact that she's wearing socks with the fucking flip-flops. I mean, I've seen it plenty in fucking Vietnam, but like, that's because them crazy bitches don't want to get a tan, you know, and they bleach their skin, trying to look white. It's amazing that they'll fucking, over there, they're scared of sun. Every product in it has whitening agent just to fucking like make your skin white, yet they still fucking look, take photos of you like you're a freak. And you're like, you're trying to be white, you mad Chinese Vietnam bastard. That was so racist. I meant to say it. I was joking. fucking flip-flops. What a lunatic. I mean, fair enough that you're comfortable enough to wear. And like, I think it did annoy me that she was like kind of fancy. You know, sunglasses on her head and all, like, oh, it's going on to Belfast here to do a bit of shopping. Just wearing the, you better be recovering from like a broken foot or something. That's the only way that is acceptable to do that. I hope that shit doesn't catch on where it's like, yeah, just, you know, some asshole will be in a club. You know, and I think it's not like you're wearing a pair of shitty flip-flops. Those Adidas fucking slider things are probably about 45 quid. Yeah, these are by far the best. You know who you think you are? Fucking DJ Khaled on the train from Lurgan. Fuck me, like. Anyhow, we do the gig on Saturday night there. It's Bring Your Own Booze. So the big man was about 11 Peronis deep by the time we left the fucking place. Turned up there. I'd done jiu-jitsu that day for the first time in a month. Finally got the jiu-jitsu. And, you know, if you're making a chart of things I talk about in this podcast, I've been made fun of before. People are like, here, would you ever stop talking about jiu-jitsu and then fucking, you know, any other fucking boring bollocks you never shut up about? But I haven't been in a month, and I finally got back there on Saturday. And it was an open mat, so it wasn't really even a class. We just rolled with a bunch of people, and it was good. So there you go, still fucking in agony. Because you can't really just jump in after a month and be like, this is the same, isn't it? Wrong. Fucking ribs coming out. And then made a lot worse by the fact that I've just had to sit at a computer doing fuck all. But anyway, listen to this for the crack. We went after Dave Elliott wasn't drinking. So he was like, oh yeah, I'll stay out and have a wee fucking, you know, wee soda water and lime or whatever. And I was like, okay, we're going to go to Dirty Onion. So he was essentially our taxi for the evening, which was tremendous. We went to the Dirty Onion, right? We're in it 2 fucking seconds. 2 seconds, we're in it. I'm standing at the bar. Maureen and Dave are sitting down. I'm like, I'll get us drinks here. All I hear in the background is a bit of like, I turn around. Some dude's just got this other dude, and he's just like, like little rabbit punches to the face. Bottle smashes, he hits the floor, 3 other dudes appear, and like, everyone's like, scream. By the way, I've said this before, nothing drives me crazier than women screaming. Not in a good way. See, when they're like, you're like, what the fuck is wrong with your brain that you need to do? Why have you enough energy to scream? You know? Is that the genetic, like, I'm gonna scream and people are gonna think I'm weak and they'll leave me alone type of noise? Why is everyone screaming? If you scream in a moment of panic, you deserve to be killed. No, I'm joking. But like, everyone fucking screams. Everyone shoves back. So you couldn't really see what was going on. There's about 40 people in front of me have just sandwiched back. Just crushed back. And 4 guys essentially beat the fuck out of this one dude. And I don't even know how it broke up, because I literally couldn't even really see. But there was, like, they had those old school metal chairs, and they're getting fucking smashed up on the guy. Bottles are all over the place. Someone else nearly gets bottled. More punches. Shouting and fucking screaming. Someone throws a bottle, right? And I don't know who it hit behind me, but I'm hoping that it hit someone in the back or something, or just hit them in the chest and fell to the floor. But this guy fucking, like, full baseball pitch, like, whoo! And I was, don't get me wrong, I was drunk as fuck, but, like, it was about 0.5 meter away from my face at head height, and it just went, whoo! And I literally, like, felt the wind from it. So fuck knows who it hit behind me. And then eventually it sort of broke up somehow, and the guys just turned and sort of walked out. And luckily the guy that got hit just jumped up on his feet or whatever, and then the bouncers come in fucking well after the occasion, and like, they basically just walked these guys out, like, go on ahead, boys. You know, like, it was anyone else in their bar who had a few drinks that night, and they were like, alright, that's enough for you, mate, come on you all night, we'll just walk you all night the door, even though you just potentially could have killed a man, but, you know, and just completely threw a bottle at a stranger's face and blinded them or scarred them for life, let's just march on out here. You've had it. That's plenty for you, sir. Fucking unbelievable. I sort of feel like, you know, a great thing about Lavery's is, I remember asking the bouncer, like, it's like, well, is there any fights in here a lot of the time? And he goes, well, we usually just deal with it at the door. It never passes the door generally. And I was like, what a great fucking thing. I was like, there you go. They have the sense to like look at a group of people and be like, here, you four fucking weirdos in like 3/4 length fucking tracksuit bottoms and football tops already covered in blood. You can't really come in here tonight, bro. And then they have a bit of a rye and then they usually just fuck off. Fucking strange as shit. So then, of course, hangover. And then the next day we had to go to my sister's house to have a barbecue because it was Father's Day. There's nothing quite like being at somewhere like that. And you're just like, oh, happy Father's Day. Good to see you too. Unbelievable. It's not like an old family get together for everyone just to sit there and wish they weren't there. But it was good times. My sister made her wee barbecue. You know? I mean, what a skinny female would buy for a barbecue compared to what, you know, a 20-stone fat white guy arriving at your house would expect. Sometimes don't line up, you know, but I did my best. I had almost all of her burgers, so there you go. Let's move on to some news here. I saw a very funny video the other day, and it was some pastor in Orlando, Florida, who was like, which, by the way, is that the same place they're fucking, I mean, how many fucking kids are being dragged into the fucking water by alligators and shit? Fucking unreal. Don't go there, you know what I mean? Don't build a fucking Disneyland in alligator infested water. That's a bit fucking mental. Oh, here's such and such. Here's Dickhead Forest, where the population of mountain lions is through the roof. It is not. Yeah, it is. We're going to build a children's adventure playground here. That sounds fan-fucking-tastic. Yeah, I mean, if they go down the slide through the tube and they don't fucking appear, just assume they've been mauled to death, all right? Good times. But there was a pastor guy who was being interviewed, and he wasn't being interviewed, they were filming his like sermon type thing, and he's like, you know, I'm glad that guy went in there and shot, you know, what are essentially 50 paedophiles. He's like, yeah, I'm glad those fucking attacks happened, just to rid the world of those paedophiles, and if anything, I'm a bit annoyed that he didn't finish the job and kill them all. And then they would interview people leaving his church, and they're all like, yes, I 100% agree with that. Yep, I'm on board with that completely. You're like, what the fuck is wrong with people? Like, that is clearly a fucking mentally ill person. You know? And there's that freedom of speech type shit, but then it's the fact that the guy would have followers in the church believing him. He's also being given money. He's probably fairly well off, you know, to have that opinion and have that much influence. There's a difference in like, yeah, say what you want over here, bro. All right? Where you can just yap in the corner like a fucking lunatic. Give that guy a loudspeaker in the street and tell him to preach to, like, you know, just passers-by, and tell me how long it takes for him to get his head kicked in. Give him a church and a fucking microphone. It's like, yeah, I get it. I get what he's saying. Fucking retarded. Oh, fuck me. And, like, clearly the dead giveaway from the guy shooting all the gay folks is that he's some sort of oppressed, like, in-the-closet gay guy whose fucking religious surroundings can't allow him to just be like, guess what? I love balls on my chin. How about that? Because he can't say that. Because of the fucking book that they all read and he's gonna go to hell or some shit. Fucking unreal. Fuck, unbelievable. I mean, isn't that crazy? It's like, oh my god, I just want to have an asshole like a jar of hot dogs just jammed up with dicks. But everyone in my family reads this book and so do I. And it tells me that, like, it's really, really bad for me to have an ass like a jar of hot dogs. So, I'm so angry. I'm so angry. I mean, the guy, from what I gather, was a massive fan of mirror selfies. You know, they had a different fucking mirror selfie every time you showed him. Which, if that doesn't signify that you're a homosexual man, I don't know what does. Here, was he gay? Don't know. Every fucking photo of him was him posing in the mirror, though. Alright, well, don't want to read too far into anything, but big fan of the mirror selfie. Was I'll fucking shoot the gays. Here, alright, let's rattle through some questions, guys, will we? Jesus Christ, there, Nate. If you want to go onto the BBC NI Facebook page, there's a set of sketches called Tight Shorts. I've made a pile of them. Yeah, I've made a pile of them. They should be dripped out in the next while. I feel like we've missed the rush of the excitement at the start of the Euros, but hey, I was in Thailand. Who gives a fuck? There's Barry the Blender's Dirty Football Tricks. There's Barry the Blender's Guide to Football Riots, or Rioting, which is pretty funny. I did one with Mickey where it was pulling a sickie during the Euros. That was good times, where he wakes up in a field and is like, where the fuck am I? And is practicing his lines, phoning his boss. We did one which is learning Northern Irish, a guide for French people, which is pretty funny. It's pretty damn funny. Anytime you can get to pretend to be like the ultra Belfast / Northern Irish spied type character, it's a lot of fun. You know what I mean? Shut me fucking dick, damn it! That sort of energy behind it. Jesus Christ, a lot of retweets on that. Holy fuck. Carl Frampton, go on ahead, chump. What's you, mate? Carl Frampton, MBE, retweeted that. If I could get my hands on Frampton for a video, wouldn't it be the best shit ever? I know Shane did one with him, but like, Jesus, come on, mate. I mean, do you know what I would do? I'm not even going to say it out loud. I was going to say it'd be good crack to just do a round with Carl Frampton. No headshots. But then I was like, maybe I'd nearly rather be hitting the head than have him like riddle the shit out of your fucking fat body. Anyway, some sort of video would be hilarious. Let's hit these questions, bitches. Maddie Jasek on Twitter. How do blind people know when to stop wiping? It's like that Jim Jeffries joke, isn't it? You wipe, you look. You get the dog, he's like one wipe for, what was it, one bark for no, two barks for yes, and then three barks for blood. How do they know when to stop wiping? Well, I don't know. I would suggest, you know, do a couple of wipes, smack it up with a baby wipe. I mean, I talked about this after I came back from my little holiday there. But like, every toilet you see has that arse cannon where you just shoot yourself in the asshole with water. Which, my worry, if you'd done a particularly sloppy shit, I'd be like, you're kind of just power hosing that all over your cheeks. But, you know, apparently the technique, some people have the technique down. Hit it with a baby wipe. Realistically, there should be no such thing as toilet roll, and all there should be is baby wipes. Maybe some normal toilet roll to dry the hoop off a bit. But I heard someone say this before: if you got shite on your arm, you wouldn't just wipe it with some dry toilet roll. So why treat your asshole with such disrespect? Also, Young McCanna. What's your top three favorite albums? Songs for the Deaf, Queens of the Stone Age, probably the Rory Gallagher live, the Irish Tour one, is pretty fucking sweet. God damn it. My brain. My fucking brain.
I mean, White Stripes are one of my favorite bands, but they can put together one, you know, a lethal set, but I wouldn't say there was any one of their albums that was like, that's the best one. Because each of them probably only have about 3 or 4 at the most decent songs off each one, but you put them all together, fucking unreal. Do you know? Don't get me wrong. Probably like one of the Biggie albums. I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to pick albums. If you're talking like Ready to Die, maybe. And Life After Death is pretty sweet too. Was he dead by then? Probably. Fuck's sake. I don't know. It's so hard, isn't it? It's so hard to pick fucking albums. One of the best albums I would say would be Strokes. Is This It? Because I remember listening to it and I was just like, there literally isn't a bad song in that album. You know, you put it on. I remember hearing it. I was listening to that when I was like fucking leaving school, going to uni, and I was just like, that's a fucking great. That is just perfect, start to finish, really. Isn't it? No fat on it at all. Anyway, that's a very difficult question without 3 weeks of prep. Chris McCulloch, what's the strangest meat you've eaten? Fucking dick meat! Nothing crazy. Probably like meat. Well, fuck knows what I was eating when we were in Vietnam. Strangest meat? Don't know. I really haven't went that crazy. Had some wild pig sausages once, but I mean, it's still a fucking pig. I haven't really wandered into like, you know, these are alligator ribs or these are fucking some other weird shit. You know, haven't really went that crazy with it, to be honest. Sorry for letting you down there. Cuttlefish, that one of them ones. It's weird. Chris McMenamin. Yes, Colin. Who is the most influential person in your life? Also, any more podcasts with Mickey Bartlett planned? Well, we did one the other day. I don't know if we have any planned. I'll tell you what we do have planned. This Wednesday at 12. No, half 11 or 12. We're going to do a video podcast at Lavery's. Our plan is to possibly broadcast that on Facebook Live. Make no promises yet, though. We will see how that goes. If we don't do it with this one, it's going to be every week, so we'll definitely do it the next week at Lavery's on the 6th. So we'll see how it goes, guys, all right? We'll see how it goes, and we'll let you fucking know. As far as planned ones with Mickey, I'll maybe do one tomorrow night or tonight if he's coming down again. We'll see. Most influential person in your life? I don't fucking know. I mean, fuck, I don't know. It's hard. I actually read this question last night and I was like, I'm not really sure if I could even. I mean, is there influential as in you've seen what someone does and you're like, I wouldn't mind doing that? But then there's usually people in real, you know, you get these questions and people are like, well, my dad was very funny and creative, and then I wanted to be that, you know. Most influential. It's hard to know. I mean, if you're talking, I mean, this is weird, right? If I could go back to like, if I ever seen something that made me want to sort of do kind of what I'm doing now, which isn't really what I probably wanted to do at the start, but like the reason I was doing, like, whenever I made videos in university, the things that I was really into would have been like The Office and Trailer Park Boys and stuff like that. So I loved those mock documentary type things, and I was, at the time, I was a big fan of Ricky Gervais. Not so much his stand-up, but like a lot of the stuff he was doing. So definitely sort of trying to mimic that office style thing, even with like I Am Fighter, the first one. And then it sort of went off somewhere different, like, but probably that. And then in the early days, before I did stand-up and stuff, I was a massive fan of Bill Hicks, which I think everyone does at some stage if they're in the comedy. But I liked him because it was like, you know, you don't have to be a fucking clown to be a comedian. You know, you could be like him, be very smart and very opinionated and funny, I suppose. But then it's weird because the more comedy I do and the more comedy I see, you know, you watch things like, you know, Dave Attell, or we were sitting around the other night after filming and it was me, Mickey, girlfriend Maureen, and then girlfriend Maureen's mum and sister appeared up. And we watched Brian Regan, I Walked on the Moon, and I swear to God, I felt like going, can you watch this at home, please? Because they were fucking pissing themselves. And I was like, well, there you go. Like, no one really, you know, you could be Bill Hicks and fucking, you know, be all epic and prolific and profound. Or you can literally just be the funniest cunt everyone's ever heard. This guy, Brian Regan, like, is clean as a whistle. He's got this look on his face, like he's just a constant messer. And we were all just pissing ourselves laughing. You know? Bit too loud. Girlfriend Maureen's mum sounded like she needed her own glass case to be in for a second. You're like, okay, sir. Like, if you're in a cinema, she would have been asked to leave, is all I'm saying. Excuse me, madam. Too loud. Too much laughing. Okay. Very funny, though. So as far as influences, I don't know who would influence me now. Like, I suppose when I watch people and I'm like, oh shit, could I do that? You're probably talking like Joe Rogan would be a person I would look at and be like, I tell you what, their life wouldn't be fucking too shabby. You know, essentially a professional podcaster, which then allows him to sell out state or like theatres doing stand-up. You know, essentially everything he does. I mean, if you look at his podcast, he's doing a podcast and then he's sponsored by his own company, essentially. He gets to promote his own company on his fucking thing. It's crazy. Louis C.K. as well, very successful stand-up, did his own show on his own terms, very funny, and then is allowed the creative freedom to do things like that Horace and Pete thing, which I haven't even fucking watched recently, but they would be people I would sort of look up to. So there you go, let's hit these Facebook 30,000 fucking questions. Did you and Mickey scope my Facebook, and what makes you think I'm in the RA, Eamon Kelly? I don't know, mate, we were kind of joking, so don't worry about it, Eamon. But you definitely sound like you're in the RA. Okay, Marty McCrudden. Out of all the comedians it's cool to be a fan of these days, Pryor, Carlin, Stanhope, not Kay, McIntyre, or the like. Are there any really popular ones that you just don't like? Plenty. I'm sure there are. I mean, Peter Kay, my problem with Peter Kay is that he got really successful, got really up his own hole, and then just kind of give up on, you know, it was almost like he wasn't doing stand-up that often, and then he decided, like, oh, I think I'll come back here and make a large chunk of money. And when he came back and did a theatre show, it was all a bit karaoke, like, it wasn't funny material, it was just like, fucking, who gives a shit? You know what I mean? It was just like the same old shit. I mean, if you look at Peter Kay's first DVD, very funny, you know, but that's usually, it's the first album syndrome thing. And I've talked about this before, the system in like American comedians and British comedians is different. British comedians go bang, 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 bang for years, get on TV, get a bit more known, maybe have a DVD that sells well. And then that's it, they're doing stadiums forever. Whereas American comedians kind of do this, like, they'll be in a city like LA or New York and they'll do stand-up during the week and then they'll go out on the road and do fucking theatres. And that's how you make your money. And if they're bigger, they do stadiums. But you still need to be going to clubs and writing material. That's the only way they work, is you come see them, it's a different hour. Whereas, like, there was Peter Kay, and actually, I don't really have a problem with Michael McIntyre at all. You know, that's what he is. He's a silly fucking comedian who bounces about and talks about silly things. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. There are certain ones, like, you know, if you watch any of those live at the Apollos, like, what's her name? Nina Conte or whatever, that fucking... I'm not a fan of anything that's a bit, like, novelty. He's like, oh, I do ventriloquism. And you're like, shut the... No, you don't. Get out of my fucking life. I'm trying to think of other popular ones. I mean, George Carlin. Undoubtedly, one of the best ever. Not 100% my cup of tea. Very fucking... Very scripted. I know everyone's stand-up is just material, but his was very obviously rehearsed, like a routine, and, you know, everything was these giant lists that he'd fucking rhymed off, and everyone was like, yeah, good for you, George. Not really my cup of tea. I mean, a lot of my favourite comedians are a bit more conversational. I'm a fan of Stanhope. Is he the funniest comedian in the world? Not really, but he makes some fucking good points. Who else is popular? I don't know. Like, I don't know why that guy, Noah, what's his name? Trevor Noah. I don't know why he's so popular. He stinks. Rebecca McCluskey, did you think my hair looked okay on Wednesday? She did last week's Laveries. I'll be honest with you, Rebecca. I was so freaked out that I didn't have any material that I didn't even notice your fucking hair. In fact, I didn't really see anyone set even, because it was down the back trying to write. But there you go. Preparation is key, guys. Don't do it 2 minutes before you have to go on. I'm sure it was lovely, was it? What do you actually think of Northern Ireland as a place to live? When you slag off most towns and cities, is it affectionate or do you actually think they're shire? Shite, I'm sure you meant to write there. Paul Butterfield, if that's your real name. Is it affectionate? Not really. I mean, you tell me that Newry's not a shithole. I mean, I think the problem with Northern Ireland is the towns. You know, once you stray into the sort of countryside or the coast, some very, very beautiful scenes. You know, there's some very nice places in Northern Ireland. I think it is mainly the people and the towns that are the problem. So, there you go. Douglas James, are you still on the Bynes? Bruh? No. Stop smoking quite some time ago. Feel like smoking again right now, to be honest. But Gerard O'Doherty, is that what that is in Irish? I can't read that. Having never learned to write or read in Irish. Because why? Ever fart in the bath and feel bubbles that ripple up your back? Sure. And then it acts like some sort of bong water filtering your fart and you only get the condensed, good quality fart particles, which would make you barf in the bath. When's Bestie McDee's monthly review coming back, Twinkle? That's from Michael Pye. I'll tell you what, I haven't been arsed with it the last few months. But I'll tell you what, if there's ever a month to fucking do it again, it's this month. I might do it again. It's just, every time you do the fucking review, it just seems too late. You know, it seems like I've... Too much time's went by and you're talking about stories that were 3 weeks ago, which we all know is 3 weeks ago may as well be 100 years ago these days. If you're going to kill anyone or do anything horrible, there was a period of time when a tweet could have killed your career, and now all it does is, you know, get a bit of news story for fucking half an hour, and then 2 weeks later, like, ah, sure, that time he was a paedophile, it was only last week, don't worry about it. Unbelievable. Have you ever actually listened to the lyrics of Macarena played at every 90s disco with lyrics like that? Are they dirty? Hold on.
Maureen, come here.
Do you want to get in on this podcast? Apparently the lyrics to Macarena are really dirty, but they play at a kids' discos and no one knows what they're saying. I don't know. I'm trying to look them up right now. So we're back here. Maureen's here. Say hello.
Hello.
Okay. Now listen to this. Someone said, sent me a question saying, have you ever heard the Macarena? Macarena? Macarena?
Have I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently the words are crazy when you rehear them. I haven't heard them since the last kid's birthday party I was at last week. So here we go. You ready? Apparently Macarena was a person. She was a right thirsty cunt. Here we go.
That's what the song was about.
And I've heard that at a wedding?
Wow.
I'm a 90s kid. I was born in 94.
I'm definitely a 90s kid.
I love 90s music like Spice.
You look forward.
NSYNC, Backstreet Boys.
I remember the Macarena. I just know it says, hey, Macarena, and then like a whole bunch of words, just really fast. I don't know.
I have no clue what the words mean. I thought it was gibberish. Those are words?
I don't know. I feel like it's about an unhappy relationship.
Racist.
But I could be wrong.
It's definitely about dancing.
I have no idea what it's about. Still to this day. Please tell me it's not something really dark.
God. It's like really like psychedelic.
Move with me, chat with me, and if you could, I'd take you home with me.
It was about a thirsty girl. You know, like they all want her. Yeah, that's kind of not good to play at a wedding.
No, don't you worry about my boyfriend.
Yep, the boy whose name is Vittorino. So it is boyfriend.
I don't want him, couldn't stand him. He was no good, so I.
Now, come on. What was I supposed to do? He was out of town, and his two friends were so fun.
What a bitch.
Oh. Did you say two friends?
Two of them? Two friends? Two friends, did she say?
So she's cheating. Basically, that's what she's doing.
Dose?
She sounds a little trifling.
Okay. All right.
Wait, they played this at my elementary school.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I thought they meant, like, the Spanish bit was all dirty, but you forget that there was, like, the full verse there, where you're like, oh, no, it's just her just
going. You
know
where you think of the verse, do you?
He was out of town, and his two friends are with her.
Asian song.
They both jizzed on my face.
Come on, kids.
Come on, everyone join in. One in the butt, one in the mouth. Where's my boyfriend? Turned a little bit into, like, what would you say? That was like a shit boy.
Yeah, kind of.
Where's your boyfriend? Take my two loads right in your face. Girls, eh? What are they like? Vicious. Vicious. When you're out of town and you're so, you better watch out.
When you've got your butterfly clips in and your little,
it sucks your two friends' dicks. I was out of town. Girlfriend banged my two mates. You know that's happened. Luckily for me, all my mates are disgusting. All right, Maureen, you thirsty animal, aren't they?
You're just the best of a bad bunch, is that what you're trying to say?
Listen, I'm pretty attractive, okay? If you're, I don't know. I was in, what gay club were we in? Couldn't get a fucking finger or a second glance?
Nope.
The bears won't have me, and the twinks won't look at me. And the otters, I think, are scared of me.
What are otters?
Like we slippery gay guys.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a type of gay person.
Oh god.
I think it's like that. If you're, what is it again? If you're like sort of in shape or something. I don't know, I forget the rules. Like a twink would be like a wee skinny one with like wee small wrists.
Okay.
And then I think an otter is like if you were in quite good shape. Still quite manly looking gay man.
So just an attractive man?
Just a hot dude, really. But slippery like an otter. And cracks wee crabs open on his chest.
When your friend, he was out of town and his friends are like, two dicks in my mouth.
Mouth like a jar of hot dogs. I said that earlier. That's twice I've used that joke. Let's just go through the rest of these questions real quick, okay? Have you ever heard the lyrics to Macarena? No, now I have a full bit for it, though.
That's mad, isn't it? But it's crazy the things you don't realise when you're younger. What people, you know, what things are being said. You're just, you get older, like, what?
Oh, yeah. What were you watching? Was it that Daddy's Home thing? He's like, why does everyone be like, why does everyone think it's fine? To be like, yeah, suck it. Kids. Hey, suck it. Kiss my pussy. Right? What name's that? Lewis? Is it? How do you say that?
Where?
L-U-I-S.
Where are you looking?
Where the mice is.
Yeah, I mean, it could be Louis, it could be Lewis. It just depends, because a lot of the spellings...
Let me stop right there. It's Louis now. Have you ever made your own brew? No, but I would. Do you think I should make beer?
I thought you meant tea.
Listen, I don't have the fucking patience for that. I'd be eating the wee grains and drinking the whatever. I don't know what beer's made of. What's it made of? Beer?
You would
beer's, have... Is there sachets of beer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you just put it in water and fill it up. Like a Baraka.
Like a capsules? Baraka beer. Fuck me. Dragon's Den, that. Baraka beer.
Yeah, someone's drinking a bottle of water and just throw a beer capsule in.
Made your own homebrew. No, but I would. But I don't think I could wait. I've got a chili plant growing over there and it's killing me.
It's taking a good 6 months.
It's going to take a full year.
I think it will take a full year, yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Take one.
Germinate! Conal Devlin, did you notice the Thai royal obsession and bizarre superstitions? No? He's too busy watching animals crawl out of women's fucking wombs.
As in, like,
they're obsessed with their royal family.
Their royal family, or UK royal family?
Don't know. Definitely lean closer to this mic, though, Maureen, for all the interests and things to say.
I'll whisper.
I didn't notice any of that. If one of their superstitions is, you know, they don't drink their tap water. That's a good superstition to have because it's full of ass demons. Don't drink water, it's full of demon, go in your butt. You know? Blood and whatnot. Which brings me back to the first question, which was, how do blind people know when to stop webbing? How do you think they do it, Maureen?
I think we've already talked about this before, haven't we?
I don't know.
They just know. You just would know, wouldn't you?
You just know when you stand up and you have a big Nutella sandwich in your pants and you're like, well, that's not good.
What they do is they stand and just wiggle and they're like, yeah, that feels pretty good.
Make a wee butterfly painting in between your cheeks. And then, well, I mean, that's what the dog's for, isn't it?
The what?
The dog.
What dog? What?
The blind dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What?
It licks your butt clean.
That is so disrespectful to those beautiful dogs.
And they're literally more intelligent.
I would rather you say that about a human.
They're literally more intelligent than me. And I'm,
and they're so kind and pretty and polite, all on things that you do.
If you could invade one country, where and why would you prefer Emperor Colin or Supreme Overlord Geddes? Where would you invade if you could invade anywhere?
Probably just somewhere really nice so I could live there, like
Rathlin.
Yeah, probably. It'll be first on the list.
You could get around Rathlin in half an hour. Get out, you! Get on that fucking boat.
You've made yourself a whole fort and no one's actually realised that you've taken over yet. You're just like, oh no, yeah. I own this now. I run it. Alright, carry on.
I run this place. My girlfriend caught me having a cry wank, aka crank, yesterday. Any tips on dealing with the shame? Well, just don't be crying. It's way less awkward if you weren't crying.
Yeah, like do one or the other.
And you do keep those activities separate.
Yeah, because how you...
But if you're going to get caught, you know, don't be sneaky about it. Just throw your leg up in the windowsill and, you know, make a show of it.
Yeah.
Don't be like, oh God, what is that doing?
Have some sort of soundtrack.
Just be like, here we go.
In fact, on the door, write a wee sign, go on show starting in 10 minutes and let her come in and watch.
Yeah.
You know, make a show out of it.
You only have to buy one beer. One beer! Fergal McGorman, would have you do yoga? Done yoga.
I would do yoga if it lasted 10 minutes, but the whole hour long shit, you can get the fuck out of my life.
But you've never done it before, have you?
Yes, I have.
Have you? Yeah. Where?
Every time I bend down time of laces, it's yoga. You know, I incorporate it in my day. I'm reaching for something. I put my leg on my knee like that.
I don't think you can count that, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I probably should do it. Yeah, it'd be good for the core, wouldn't it? But it's just, it's too much time. I like things to be, to make you really tired really quickly. And then.
But it's different than doing, like, you know, exercise. It is different. It is slower, so that's the point.
That's bullshit.
It's more about, like, your breathing and stuff and stretching.
Yogurt. Richard Ellie. Virtual reality headsets are set to be the next big thing. Also revolutionise the porn industry. Would you feel safe ringing one out when your eyes are covered? Well, tell Rand Doyle that. He's crying. He'd be crying all over his iPhone.
Yeah, they're very big now, aren't they? Well, they're starting to. What is it? The Oculus Rift?
Rift, yeah.
They're supposed to be pretty good.
I mean, if you could get one of them flesh-like things, you know, like, feels like the inside of an asshole, and it was all lubed up, and you had the fucking thing, and you could basically bang whatever porn star you wanted in
the night. That's true. Well, that's true, and that would be very exciting, I'm sure, for a lot of people. But do you not think then people will just do that?
Yeah, of course.
No, but, like, of course. They won't. Like, people will literally just turn into hermits. Like, they'll just be like, oh, you just can be at your house, you can deliver food here, you never have to go outside. Why would you talk down? You can, like, talk to people on the internet, and you can have sex with a virtual reality thing. Like, you literally will cut off all human contact.
Yeah, probably.
I think it'll turn people a bit mad if it gets to that point.
Maybe.
I mean, what do you put them on at night then and try and explain someone, like, you know, help, hold me?
No, your like, relationship it's not... with other people would just be like a really strong friendship. So you'd be getting mad sexual stuff through the eyeballs, and then just the people that you really like would be like your life partner, you know. So then gay and straight and whatever wouldn't matter.
Everyone has friends.
You'd be like, this is my life friend.
But how
you get the lion cuddle?
How will anyone ever procreate?
Well, you do it in your hand and pack it up in the muff like that, you know, and then be like, I'll see you in a mile. And then there'd be an argument like, who's paying for this?
Ask the porn lady.
Yeah. Is this a virtual reality, baby? And then you go to hit it and you're like, nope, it's not.
See, this all sounds very complicated and messy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think...
I think it's fun for, like, games or, like, fun, like, kind of activity, like, adventure-y type things. That would be really, really cool. Or, like, movies, and that's amazing. But I think when it gets to that, you're like, that's a bit... Like, that sounds like it would be kind of cool, but... Eventually, if you think down the line how far that will go.
Well, what if you could put like a virtual reality thing on and you were banging someone and all it did was like, same way Snapchat puts like a little.
Like a filter?
Yeah, it puts like a hot filter on them. Do you know what I mean? So it looks like who could be in the room? Who do you really fancy? Chris Pratt, even though he's weird looking. But like, Chris Pratt walks in the room, but it's actually me.
But that's very weird though, don't you think?
Weird for who? Me or you?
Well, both. Do you not think it would be weird if I was like having a thing and you look like Chris Pratt?
It would just be weird
for
me to try and act like someone that's not as funny as me for a second. I have two coffees and spun around the chair there and I can laugh.
So not that much like Chris Pratt.
I need a VR headset.
Colin, Guardians of the Galaxy. Spinny chair.
He's not a real Guardian
but
of the
how
Galaxy.
Are you wear
he's an actress, okay?
How are you going to wear an Oculus thing if you got him to spin around in a chair?
If you get one that fits my head for small crab eyes, I might get one. But it wouldn't be... You probably wouldn't be like, let's have regular sex with normal people. It would be like, I'm going to fuck a dragon, see you in half an hour. Dragon noise. I was talking about Game of Thrones earlier. What about that?
It's amazing, isn't it?
And I was saying like... And I'm doing spoiler alerts. It's been too long. Watch it.
It has not been too long. Also, if anyone doesn't know, Colony spoils everything for every film or TV program.
But I was just going to say, like,
in the world.
Isn't it such a letdown that, like, as much of a wee bastard as your guy Bolton was, all it took was someone to beat the shit out of him? You know what I mean? All the evilness, cutting dicks off, eating sausages.
But
all that shit, and all someone needed to do is walk up to him and punch the fuck out of him.
But, well, that's kind of true of everything in history. It's just that he has the whatever, the name or the money. So he has all the cavalry to go fight for him. That's the whole point. He just sat there and he's like, shoot, shoot. You know, that's the whole point. In a one-to-one fight, he wouldn't have been beaten.
Let's not get serious, do it's not real, okay?
But that's what you're saying. You're like, oh, it only took a punch, of course it would. He's like the weakest one of them all.
Yeah.
It's just annoying my face too. You're like, oh, punch him. I was actually really happy when he was punching him because I'm not going to do child spoilers, but you're like, oh. He totally deserved that. Like, that's his sister.
Gush,
like, yeah.
gush. Beat the shit out of him.
Do you not just love in films when they do the thing that you wish they would just do? Like, you know when you're like, oh, I wish someone would just punch him there.
Take your top off.
Yes. Oh, take your top. Yeah.
I know the pills are. What was called her earlier? What's her name?
Melisandre.
What?
Melisandre.
What a fucking chav she is. Melisandre, put your top on. Oh, John Snow. That's the noise your tits make when she pulls them out. I saw a video yesterday. It must have been like a reality show full of dwarfs. And they're having a rye on the boat. Have you seen this?
I've seen it on video. I didn't actually watch it because I was like, this is, no. I really don't want to watch this.
They're all slabbering each other. And the guy pushes the girl and she falls off the boat. And when it hits the water, someone's dumped over like tiny drop. I literally fucking shit myself. It's so funny. So let's go on to moo questions. VR headsets, would you feel safe? I mean, you would make your surroundings safe. You wouldn't be like, I'm going to stand in this car door and not going out and hopefully no one walks down the car door.
Do you know my favourite thing to do is stand on the side of a cliff and watch it and I'm watching a movie.
Where's kind of empty but has some people in it?
What? Is this a riddle?
Like a library or something? Like,
yeah.
Let me just knock one out in this library. Hopefully someone's not going to appear, but they might.
Yeah, if the traffic lights are going red, I'll just slip this on real quick and just...
Yeah. I mean, that's probably... People will probably get crazy with it. And you could tell, you'd be like, check out a fucking Wanky McGee over here. And they'd be like, how do you know? And he's got like a constant purple mark around his face where the goggles have been.
You're saying this like that's all people will use it for. But do you think that's all people will use it for, is to watch porn?
See, every single technological advancement... in the world, it's for porn and military purposes.
Like what? Hip operations?
The way it's just no, but like technology. That's like mechanical, biological type shit. But like the way you watch things, stream things, do everything is for killing and jizzing. Lewis Code. Poo flavored ice cream or ice cream flavored poo? Definitely ice cream flavored poo.
Yeah. That'd be amazing.
Because you could do play pranks like, oh my god, I've shit myself. And people are like, oh no. And then you're like, we're joking. Haagen-Dazs. Haagen-Dazs.
Be brilliant. Your toilet would smell like ice cream. It'd be amazing.
Yeah. Your butt would be freezing though. I mean, like.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cold.
Is it only flavoured poo or is it textured poo? If you were doing freezing cold shits, it'd be weird. You'd be like, oh. And you'd constantly need a piss because your butt's cold. That's the way it works, isn't it?
Where are we warm pants all the time?
Yeah. You'd have to just dip your arse in like a cold bath to dump in it. What am I talking about? Podrick? Park? Colton? Game of Thrones, how fucking thick was that battle? Who the fuck says? Fuck off, mate. Right.
Silence it.
It was a pretty good battle, wasn't it? Do you like the way they got surrounded and all the boys were like, jump, 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 and they're all coming in.
Bit where he was getting like... trampled on, that was really like, ooh, because that happens, people, you know, I know it's like, oh, battles or whatever, but like, people nowadays still get trampled on and all that kind of stuff, like, it's happened loads of times, and you're like, oh, imagine how scary that would be.
Yeah, if you ever, like, go to, like, a rock concert and fall over, and a load of emo kids stand on you, if you ever play rugby, sometimes playing rugby, you get stuck in pretty shit situations.
Like I nearly got, like, it was, like, nearly a stampede outside Sense one night, many, many years ago, I got my leg all cut open. Because people were literally standing, like, they were so squished that people's feet were on the ground. So I was just getting, like, back of my leg. There's probably still a scar on it. Cut open. But then it was great.
Why was there a stampede? Were they giving away free WKDs? No,
it
wasn't stampede, WKDs? But
it was too many people in this one wee place. And there was nowhere to move. And this, like, wee place, they had a queue up to get in the queue. And there was just thousands. This is when it was, like, really, really popular. It was, like, thousands of people. And everyone just started pushing. And you're just, like... I didn't notice it until everyone sort of, like... to close the doors, and eventually like, yeah, no one else getting in. And then I was like, oh, why is my legs all mucky? Oh no, that's blood and scrapes. And then they let me in because they're like, oh, you should go see first aid. And I was like, thank you, my cousin has come too. So we both went in like, woohoo.
Blood pushing all over your feet, no?
I know.
Scumbag Central. Seymour Skinner, have you ever thought of doing Facebook Live podcasts? Gonna do one tomorrow. Tune into my Facebook or indeed the General Banters one from whatever time it is.
Do you remember years ago you did a live podcast at my house?
Yeah, it didn't work.
No. But that was before you could do Facebook Live things.
Which is so funny because what on earth for a second made us think that your internet would be strong enough to stream a podcast?
Nothing, but it was a good place to drink after, that's why.
Correct. Do you wipe your arse left-handed or right-handed?
Do people really want to know these things? Well, it's trying to be funny.
Right, but...
Would you be right? Oh, yeah, probably.
Can you wipe your arse with your left hand?
I probably could, yeah.
Could you wipe my arse with your left hand?
No.
That's unsettling.
I would wipe your ass with just like a rag on a stick very far away.
Like one of those guys in Game of Thrones with a spear? Through a shield?
Yeah, through a shield. Like that.
Ah, could be fun though. No question, just keep her lit. Listen to the show every week from Melbourne. Great work. Don't know about the use of my name when taking the piss out of gym wankers, you bastard. Massive gains, bro. And that's from Graham.
Ah.
Graham. It is one of those tremendous, like, normal names. Which is very, very funny though.
Yeah, you always find just really so sensible names.
So's mine.
So's yours.
Mine's pretty shit too. Not shit, but you know what I mean? It's funny, just... It's like just an average name. Isn't it?
Although I don't know very many people called Colin. Usually I'll just call you Colin most of the time.
Colin?
You don't even notice.
Colin. You probably do.
Just for fun. Calm.
Anytime yes. You go to those RAM meetings around here. Your name's Calm. Right, that's the end of it. I'm going to have to make this thing and upload it now. Do you want to leave on some 80s synth music?
Yeah.
Just a couple of shout outs, guys. Just remember that Lavery's, the next one's on the 6th of July. Marching season. Banter season. And of course, get your tickets now for the Ulster Hall gig on the 29th of October. Me, Mickey Bartlett, Kieran Bartlett, Rory Woods, Aaron McCann, Dave Elliott. Big lineup, guys. Get your tics. Get some VR porn on and fuck a zombie. I made that tune.
Did you?
Garage Band. Digga, 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 digga. Bye.
Goodbye.